Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. Earlier, thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continue to push for secession from Spain after last week's independence referendum. In that poll, deemed illegal by Madrid, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi and is expected to make a second landfall, which it has now done on the U.S. Gulf Coast. Ed Rappaport is a forecaster with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Most of the weather now is located to the east of the center. The rain and the highest storm surge will be occurring there. There are warnings up for much of the central part of the Gulf Coast and spreading inland. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River eastward to the Alabama coast, and large area tropical storm warnings exist farther to the north.
Nate's winds have decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour and expected to further weaken as it travels over land. In its wake, Nate has left 25 people dead across Central America. U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia warning American citizens to exercise caution in the area around Jeddah's Peace Palace. After reports of an attack there, two Saudi guards were killed, three more injured, after a man drove up to the western gate of the royal palace in Jeddah and began shooting. This is VOA News.